Do you think the system is still inefficient that it's going to, or that it's actually quite an efficient mobilization of the resources, so that within 10 years or so it will be rather impressive.
I think it will.
It will.
Yes.
I think it will. I don't find communism to be necessarily satisfactory.
No, I don't. And I find that the Romanians seem to be a very practical minded people who are looking around at various approaches.
Yeah.
on the 24-hour front travel notification requirement, I hope we might be able to remove that at the same time, institute certain zones in the communication room and make them out of bounds to any blocking it. Maybe the same thing, but I don't know why. Certain zones we're not allowed to go to. But then if anybody would have found them on the PNG and that. Second thing that they've recently done, before it was the department, I told the department that it is a position that years ago were told them they probably would support them in providing them with a steel mill, but the Russians are now reneging on this. And the Romanians would like to contract a steel mill with an American firm. This is another thing that they're very interested in. That's a $40 to $60 million project for the H.K. Ferguson Company of Cleveland. And if they don't get it with us, it'll probably be Cook and Schneider who will provide it. There's also some telephonic equipment which is interested in buying some could be installed soon. And if they don't get it from us, they'll get it from Sweden. But this is the way things stand. And they have told me that if we can show some responsiveness to their desires in this regard, they'll be able to handle these various outstanding bilateral matters that we still have with them, which are not many, and involve, for the most part, some cases of separated families. There are about 300 cases in which families have considerable interest. About 75 of whom are Americans, and another several hundred Romanians who are very close relatives here in the United States. And I've presented all particulars with regard to this to the foreign minister, and they told me there'll be no trouble on this. If we again show a sign with regard to one thing that they are very deeply interested in, is in building up their own economy. And I think they not only have their general desire to normalize relations with us at the moment, as indicated by these things, but there's some good reason for it, too, because I think they're concerned that the Russians at the moment may begin to apply certain pressures on them because of their position that they take in FEMA and may cut back on some things. I think also they're somewhat concerned about the common market, with whom they have rather extensive relations, but are afraid that restrictive developments there may also have their effect upon Romania. As a result, they've been, in recent months, increasing their trade considerably with countries like Sweden and Switzerland.
You seem to have talked to Mr. Hodges.
You know,
Secretary Hodges, please.
No sense in our refusing to sell things. They're going to need to get them from Western Europe. The Congress was red hot about a year ago on this. I think maybe there's been a change up in the Congress. But I think what we ought to do is document things we've turned down, which they've been able to get from other NATO countries. And we get a dossier. Hello. Okay, I'll talk to him. Frank, how are you? I'm here with Ambassador Crawford of Romania, and he was talking about some of the matters which Romania was interested in here, in steel and some rubber and telephonic communication. He says if they don't get it here, they will get it in Western Europe, and that a year or so ago they gave him a list of $100 million worth of supplies. We refused them all, and about two-thirds of them have already been purchased in Western Europe. Now, I think I understood that the Secretary was looking at this matter, and I thought we ought to take a fresh look at it. We ought to try to really decide, maybe if we could go back over the last year and a half or 2 years of things that licenses we've turned down for national reasons, and then see whether the block is able to get them in Western Europe, and then maybe make some fresh decisions about whether we ought to be more royal than the king and refusing everything while everybody else sells them. I think for the use on the Hill, it would be helpful if we could show things we've turned down that they've been able to get from the Europe, just to show that it really isn't making much sense. We're just depriving ourselves, and we're not depriving the bloc.
then I think if somebody who's working on it, Congress has responsibility for this, don't they? Seems to me.
I'll just go on heavy work.
Oh, well,
I'll try to see him. I like one more at that.